Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah. Welcome to J.Ill, a production of iHeartRadio. Yeah.
Friends, it's always so good when the line rings. It's an old school thing to do. Like, oh, there's a phone in the background. Who could it be? Well, there's a phone, and there's a friend on the phone or on our Zoom right now. This young woman, first of all, I have to use my baby voice for it because it is so cute to me. Like every time I see that face, I actually want to bite her, and it would be a pleasure. I just want to bite your face. Oh, my God. Oh, it's so pretty, y'all. It's so pretty. And her sing so good. Oh, whatever kind of style you got to think is sing it. Mm-hmm. Okay, she's a brilliant poet. She is a band leader, okay? Now, that's something that I love to see because, one, who's leading the band? Let me think. Brand New Heavies, India Davenport, you know.
Patrice Rushen.
Yes. I'm talking about just being a band leader. Come on. With your own
Come
band.
Come on.
I'm trying to think of oh, she got that.
Loose ends.
Okay. Thank you.
Come to.
Yes.
Loose ends.
That rough, seems raw much voice.
Busy.
I can't
All
think.
Right.
I don't want to fight no
Alabama
more.
Shakes.
Alabama Shakes.
Brittany Howard.
Buckles. Woo! Love her. I'm telling you now, I love
Brittany
this
Howard.
Thing.
Mm.
This thing. Her from Tank and the Bangers.
Mm. 100% that bitch.
They call her
Lord.
Tank. Why they call you
Lord.
Tank?
No, first
they
of
call
all,
Tank.
The greeting news. I want to be bit by you now.
Yay!
I'm going to bite you.
I want to be
I'm
bit.
I'm not playing. I'm
ready.
I'm
going to
bite you.
This the cheek. This the cheek right here.
I'm going to get it.
Why they call me? It's a nickname. My daddy gave it to me. I don't know why he gave it to me. It's very interesting. He died before I could ask him. But it's a family nickname, and now the world happens to know your family nickname.
Tank and the Bangers, baby. That's some good old. If you
Come
can't
on.
Hear it, this thing is straight out of New Orleans.
It sounds
okay.
So good. Ooh, it sounds
it
so
does,
it sounds like a meal. Like, don't it sound like a meal?
And comforting. Ooh.
You talking about your voice.
I know. When they say it sounds like a meal, like what is it? It's like a nice little little baked chicken.
Yeah, some potatoes, some kind of potatoes. Maybe macaroni and cheese with the brown on the top.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not a little.
With a little gravy. With a little gravy.
That voice is gravy. It's like velvet.
It definitely
gravy.
Has some gravy on it, for sure.
My favorite meal is roast with gravy and rice and potato salad and green beans.
Mm.
From my mama, though.
Mm.
Yeah.
And shrimp crawfish pasta with baked chicken.
That sounds delicious.
It's really good.
You got into the crawfish.
I just want some collard greens and some potato salad.
Now, you love collard greens.
I do.
You love some collard greens.
She will sing about them bitches, won't she?
She loves a collard green. I could eat them every day of my life.
Well, I'll say this. I don't have the top tier collard greens. They good. Oh, but
you got something that's very top tier.
But I do have the top tier.
You've been married a long time.
I will put that out there.
You've been married a long time. I was telling Asia, I love the way her husband look at her and touch her.
Married a long time.
I love it. He look at her like, I really like you and I think you're really smart.
Isn't that what you want?
That's what I'm into. I should be staring at him like, I could do marriage. I could do it because of these people. I could do it.
They do make it look possible.
It's funny because I told him, because Tank was like, I like the way you look at your wife.
Yes. I said, this is what happened. They say you had told him, they say you look at me like you like me when I do like you.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
And that's how he looked at you.
Oh.
He said, I do like you.
That's why she chuckling when she covering her mouth like a little kid, because she know that.
I love it.
Tank, you sexy. Did I tell you?
You think so?
I do.
Oh, yes. Ooh.
That's called a titty bob.
I do that.
Yeah, that's a titty bob.
Okay.
You got to make sure to go around in like a circle.
You got
to
take your bra off to do that.
Oh, you don't even got to take your bra off.
Oh, hell.
Yeah. A little titty bob.
Hey.
That's a titty bob.
Your titties went in a full circle. That's
in a circle.
You talented. I mean, I knew you was talented before, but you know.
I appreciate that. I do love
that song you did with Big Freedia, because that got me understanding how to get my twerk
you
right.
You could do this.
Get my whole circle.
Just imagine
my
doing
circle
it.
And move.
It's going to be really good. Your husband will be super surprised.
I can do it.
I can only do these things in pride.
Yes, he will. He actually won't be surprised. The sad part
that's
is
not
he,
sad
don't,
at
he would
all.
Not be surprised. That's the sad part. He would just he would just be making sure nobody is videotaping. He'd be like, please put your phones down. No. Thank you very much.
Something,
you put your phone
it's,
down.
It's
and
all
you
right
put your phone down. Thank you
crying.
And good night. Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
Oh, Lord God. That's a fear. That's a fear.
We ain't asked. We over here giggling. We giggling and they ask Tank what we need to ask her.
And what do we need to ask her?
What's on your heart?
What's on your heart, boo-boo?
What's on your heart?
I don't know, let me see what's going on in my life right now. Just got off a little book tour.
Yeah.
That was really exciting.
Audible as
that was
book.
Very,
AF.
It was a lot of fun.
Yes.
Hey, I think it's the one you said.
Yes.
You know?
Vulnerable as fuck.
It was
that's
a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt really good to get back to my poetry roots of just being in a club with one musician just playing behind me lightly and gently as I do my poems and I take my time.
Yeah.
And it's low and I loved it. Everybody cried at the end of the night. I cried at the end of the night. And I love taking my time. I really thought I should go on tour by myself once every couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
It's special.
It is.
And the sound checks are so short.
Yeah.
How about that? Can you hear?
Oh, yes. I had a sound check.
I can hear too. Let's go.
Yeah. I had a sound check. Because you spend forever doing them and then you get on stage and it's still different.
Mm-hmm.
It's still
very
and you
rarely
gotta push through.
Right.
And just this is how you be.
And you still gotta push through.
Just a smiling down, turning around, cursing out your bandmates. Nah. I love them, but I enjoyed this too.
Because what part of this part really opened you up? Like, tell us about that part. Like, you said you should do this once a year because what? What did it do for you?
It's kind of like that moment where you know that you was born alone.
Mm.
You was born alone and that you have something special inside you and it don't take a lot to show it off. Even though I love the big sound. I love something, I could be tired as hell, but once I get on stage with the bangers, It's like somebody plugged me in a wall. I'm alive, I'm not tired, I'm not thinking about the ride here. Cause I don't even mind tour. I just hate the travel to get to where I'm going.
Right.
Like that's annoying. But when I get up there, I know I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. I'm spiritually led. But when I was up there by myself, or just with one banker, it just felt like I could do both of them. And I needed to feed myself in that way and do what I want without somebody saying, oh, Tank, that's not the right note. I'll make the melody go like this.
No, it's
my rules. It's my day.
Yes. There's a beautiful thing about balance, because something that you do could be really, really big and a lot of people can come to that one thing, but then something else that you do can be just as big, but in a perfectly small way. It keeps you humble and it keeps you balanced. And I think it inspires the fun. And like you said, it's a reminder of who you are, where you started. How important is the words for you, ma'am?
The words. It's not even so much as how important the words are. Mm. It's important how I say the word.
Okay.
That's very important to me. Everybody could read the book and hit a song and that's great. That's really great, of course, because you want them sales. But when I read them, I bring life to them because it's my life. Yeah. It's my life I'm reading from. So I know where to pause at. I know where to add extra breath at. I know that I'm about to sing this line instead of just speaking it like a poem.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the way I say the words.
Mm-hmm.
You know this. You understand this. You are a poet. You understand what I mean?
I'm kind of jealous that the rest of us are not going to be able to experience
this. Oh, y'all don't understand.
I'm just saying, Tank, this was like a one in a lifetime thing. You're not going to take this to a...
She said that there's something that she would do like every, you know, few years
she
or so.
She said she wished it, continue. Jill, she could make
but you can.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I think it's special. And I loved when I was out there seeing everybody. I saw Asian them and I saw PJ Martin. And I went to see Talib Kweli, and I saw, Lord, I couldn't even much think of it. I just saw so many people on this little tour. It was so much fun.
I could not catch
you. We was outside eating chicken.
I know. I was like, damn, was you at my time? Did I miss it?
Nice.
So wait.
We was outside eating chicken.
Yeah, with a couple of drinks.
At 12 o'clock at night eating chicken.
The hotel lady found out who Asia is. She want to hug all tight.
Oh, that's girl. Philly all day.
What's going on in the world?
The maestress of Philly. Yeah, the maestress.
That was Chicago, though.
That was Chicago? That part.
Wow. Chicago showed.
Soul town.
That was Chicago.
So wait, Chicago was the only, they were the only city that received this. Who else? Where else did you go?
Chicago was off the chain.
Let me see. I got to think. I went to Atlanta. And I wasn't going to go to Texas, but all my fans kept saying, you must not like Texas. I went, God damn, I ain't booking nothing. Booking. So, you know, they made sure we put some Texas dates up in. Okay, we do Texas, do Atlanta, we do Philly, do New York, Boston, Alexandria, Virginia. And this is a surprise that I remember these places, y'all, because I don't remember anything.
Feel you on that. Smoke them memories.
It's a huge surprise that I'm like telling you the cities. Like, I hate when a fan tells me, you remember me, Tank. A fan would tell me, you remember me. You threw the peace sign up at me. You remember that. I had on a yellow shirt and you threw the peace sign up at
look
me.
Look right
at
my eyes.
17 years ago. You remember that, don't you? I'm Gloria.
Hi, Gloria. Good to see you again.
Oh, I'm Gloria. Man. I just be smiling, y'all.
If you was ever preaching to a choir, that's that
choir. What a smile.
Yeah.
What a smile.
Baby, that is a truth.
Yeah,
baby,
yeah.
That is a truth ooh, right there. Because they will hold you accountable. They will hold you accountable for the peace sign, baby.
Right.
I had on a pink wristband, baby, and I waved at you, and you did this.
You don't remember?
You did the peace sign, baby. You don't remember that?
What I love, though, is that there are moments when you actually really do remember somebody. Like, oh, shit!
Like, they jog my memory enough like I just told you.
Yeah.
I will. It will come back to remember.
And you will make somebody's life.
Yeah. It's these.
Or at least their day.
Yeah. It depends on the person.
Shit, sometimes they live, Jill. Sometimes all you got to do is have one special moment with somebody. And they will remember it. They will apply it to their life. I love to tell people how important they are. And I think because somebody took so long to tell me that I was important or I was special, because the moment somebody told me I was special, I began to walk in my purpose. And I like to tell people that because you people don't be knowing. They think they ordinary. People be thinking they ordinary. Knowing damn well
it's only
how many
one
things
you.
Had to perfectly happen just for you to be here. And it's definitely not by chance. I got to tell, I like to tell them what somebody told me so they could know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember the first time I met you was at Essence, and
he was?
My husband was already familiar with the band. Yeah, he said, "You know who that is?" I said, "No, I don't know who that is." He said, "Oh yeah, that's Tank and the Bangers. Mm-hmm. Like they from New Orleans. Like they banging. Like they good. And he was like, "And so we had seen you before we met you, and then when you came and met us, it was like." You was just so loving and so sweet and so like, I love y'all. I love what y'all do. And I personally was really hyped. And you might not remember this, but D'Angelo was playing in the main room. And I remember that you stayed to watch our show when you could have gone to see D'Angelo, which I thought everybody on the planet would choose to see D at that point because he was coming back. But you didn't. And I was like, oh, that's so dope. And honestly, every time I've ever come in contact with you since, you have been the exact same warm, beautiful, loving person since that day. And I was like, and everything that has happened to y'all to be able to stand back and see that, because, you know, in an artist's life, you know, we come in contact with each other off and on, you know what I mean? Like even, you know what I'm saying? This or that, you know? And I think that it was really a beautiful thing to see how things have blown up and grown for y'all, but that you yourself, your energy has really stayed the same. You know, that you really have just always been this person that just shined from the inside. So, man. You know, again.
It's hard for me to understand that. I mean, I look at you and I'm like, oh my God, look at all that light. It's just a bright, sweet, beautiful person. And I am confused how you didn't know.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I just didn't know. I think it's because you grow up with all these sisters. And I don't know if y'all know this or if y'all even experienced this, but Black families don't really go crazy just because you got a gift, because everybody got a gift in their family. Everybody's so talented. Oh, yeah, she be singing. Oh, she doing her phone. I mean, I didn't have nobody pushing me in my family. I had friends later on to push me in life, but nobody around to just be like, you're really special. Because I was always writing, always singing, not like as well as my sisters, but always singing. So I just didn't know. Not enough to walk in it, but I knew that I could perform. I knew that.
We're going to take a quick break and then we'll be right back.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
I always wanted to ask you, because it's interesting, you shine so bright, and I always want to ask people who shine so bright how they maintain their light, because you shine so bright and people around know this energy and go to you for this energy, whether you're singing it, you're speaking or whatever, sometimes it, and you know, it has to be replenished at some point. So I'm so curious, especially in the last year and some change, how you've been replenishing yourself in that way.
Dang, how have I been replenishing myself? First of all, just having conversation. I love when Jill called me. Like, mm-hmm. I love when my phone, I screenshot it every time. She don't know this, but I screenshot it. I be like, she calling me. And I always make me so happy. And I talk to her about some things, especially if I, you know, if I meet anybody new, you know, or if something's going on, you know, I like to get her advice on it. And my best friends are, just they the type of people that are really honest with you, but very loving, because I'm so sensitive. So they know not to discourage me. They know to encourage me. And if it's time to give me the real, she'll give me that too without hurting my feelings. She's very careful about that because I'm so sensitive.
You are not alone.
It's sad. Oh my God. It's sad. It's really sad. I don't even know how you have a relationship being as sensitive as I am. It's crazy. And they got a nerve to be sensitive, but we'll tell you the truth without
what's your sign?
Cutting corners.
What is that sign? What is that?
I don't want to talk about it.
You told me before, but I forgot. It sounds like a Cancer. I didn't want to
is
say
it. Is it a Cancer?
It's not a Cancer.
It sounds like an Aries to me, but I don't think you're Aries.
It would sound like Aries, but it's not. I like Aries, but I don't like how
boss
stubborn them and aggressive them Aries.
They can be aggressive.
Am I aggressive?
I am a Virgo.
A Virgo.
I know.
Oh, this makes so much sense.
This it does.
This is why you is my whole baby. This is why.
You like the Virgo?
This is why.
I don't like what they sound like. Them Virgos sound like harsh, critical, old spinster.
Wow.
But you know what though? Virgos be knowing. And that's one thing. You got a good sense of people. And I trust a Virgo's opinion. A Virgo's opinion is almost a written law. They know what they talking about.
And they why is that?
Because they just do. Every Virgo that I know, I trust. I trust what they have to say.
Mm. I guess I got to get into these signs and
they
stuff because I just never have.
I like some.
Sometimes it applies, Jill. Sometimes it really, it's crazy.
It's freaky how much it applies sometimes, honestly.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Like, I
and
know.
When I'm meeting somebody new, I go and check up our zodiac compatibility.
Yeah, who don't?
I didn't.
Maybe that was a mistake.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, because if I would have known then what I knew now about my last relationship, my zodiac told me that it really wasn't going to work out that well.
What was that sign?
Mm. I was like, Leo.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's close. That's right there.
It's too close. Yeah. And I just think that all the Leos in my life are very, they're around the same.
Yeah.
And I think that the personalities are very interesting of a Leo. And it could be difficult, but you love them very much.
I do.
I love my Leo.
Interesting.
But they can.
Not his significant other, just his
friends. I don't know.
Well,
just his friends.
I have a Leo child.
Yours is a Leo
child.
Oh, good luck.
Is it Dia?
is Nina. Her birthday is next week.
And, okay. Let me ask you this. Is like the Leo thing, is she kind of like they say, strong-minded, doesn't like to be wrong, loves to give advice but not really take?
All those things.
No, he's not like that.
Maybe that's because he likes you. Yeah, that part.
Yeah. That's because her got that magic. She got that magic. She got that magic space.
Well, I'm going to say that I finally have that magic. Finally. It's interesting when you have something good to give, but you just giving it to the wrong person. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to encourage you to stay on course, because I think that you're absolutely wonderful. I do. You too, Laia. Stay on course.
We the single ones, so
I'm just saying that it's not the love that you're giving, it's the who you're giving it to that isn't working out just yet. But that love is beautiful. So hold tight, friends.
And we do fight, and I will fight. I will fight. I don't play that mess about my peoples with the big hearts, okay?
And plus, you gonna fight these dudes? That's what you about to do?
My husband loves y'all. Okay. So you know he will fight as well.
I love y'all too. I just know that, I like what Jill said about who you're giving it to. And also after you get out these relationships, you also see where you went left or right.
Truly.
You know, I damn sure was not perfect. But in the beginning, I ain't even gonna lie, I thought I was, because I was just so ready to love someone. Not even someone, excuse me. I was ready to love him. Mm-hmm. And I zoned in on, I'm gonna love you. I want to love you. Then after a while, since he wasn't giving it to me so easily, then by the time he was ready to give me his love, my feelings were different. Because I felt like I chased you so long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I chased been your caught heart. Up. He should have been caught up to this good me, shit. I'm like, yep.
Yeah,
yeah,
I get that.
Well, let me just say this. Fine as your ass be looking on the internet, so I know he is upset at this here point.
I'm in a different phase. Like, it's about titties to be out now. It's time for legs to show. It's time for weed to the booty. You hear me? Like, it's a different time. Like,
when can we go to New Orleans and hang with Tank?
That thing has invited me to New Orleans. Like, I can't even tell you how many times. And I'm going to say this.
And every time I'm in her city, I call her. And I'm never there.
I'm never here. Mommy be working. I'm going to say this, that I would love to come to New Orleans, but I need it to not be the summer.
Oh, that part. That
we love it,
true.
Though. I'm from D.C., so I can handle the humidity.
Asia, I'm from D.C. That shit is another level of hell in New Orleans. That shit is not D.C.
Hold up. This summer wasn't that hot to me, but it rained almost every day, and that was kind of wet.
Okay. I'm gonna need to come in the winter. Okay, I need to know when your winters are.
No, that's not.
At least the fall.
Life is fun. Okay, but just not the summer.
No, not all.
Why you gotta say it like that?
I don't like being swoopy like that.
What the fuck
got
is
some
that?
Titties. We don't like that sweat underneath our breasts.
Sweat boobs. I can't.
No. And we can't be putting the powder underneath them no more. You got to get the organic, because you can't mess with the J&J.
I can't even mess with regular deodorant anymore. I got to use the spray deodorant. Deodorant wasn't being strong for me no more.
Let me tell y'all,
here's a tip. Here's an old school tip. I don't know if you could find it, but Tussie is that work right around the closet.
Oh, Lord, the one at Memorial
Studios? The Tussie around the closet.
What the fuck?
I like when a man go down there, the boss is smelling like deodorant in the thighs. Nice. One of my friends used to put deodorant in the thighs.
Yeah.
Me too. I did that too.
Yeah. Especially in New Orleans.
When they rub.
But let me ask y'all this. I know it's a stupid question. I know it's a silly question, but Lord, please don't nobody rip me. Does certain deodorants cause cancer?
Yeah, the ones the aluminum. Correct. Yeah. I thought the name aluminum. Aluminum.
It's the one with aluminum, and they tell you to stay away from the ones that say antiperspirant. Stops you from perspiring, then it can be difficult for you. And then you want something that helps you to stay fresh whilst sweating.
Right. Don't stop my sweat. How you
Don't
doing that?
Don't stop the natural order of things.
Or be prepared to wash several times in the course of the day.
This is true.
Be prepared!
Come on, Scar. Please make a Disney reference on here.
Oh, I wonder what he was saying. I wonder what did they say right there? What did they say? What are they saying?
I have no idea.
All right, making sure I wasn't the only one. Okay.
So cool. For all of you all who are lost right now, we're making a reference to the hyenas and Scar in the Lion King. Oh my God.
How many times y'all watched that shit? I didn't see it 3 times. I still ain't know what y'all was talking about.
Oh, I've seen it more than 50 times in my life.
Damn.
Yes.
I watched Inside Out last night and it's just so good. You yes. love it?
I do. I do.
A freaking movie about feelings, having feelings. Yes.
It is my favorite. Is my favorite animated film ever made.
I can't wait for Tank's new animated film.
Sure. I appreciate you speaking that into existence.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. You see that? You see I did that? I'm just saying.
We'll be right back.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It's a lot of things that this tank thing can do. I listen when I really love you. I don't know. I just call you a thing. It's always been a thing that like people that I love like look at it. Look at this thing. You know. I don't know.
Yeah. You said that to me in the comments of my Instagram the other day, and I just grinned because I could hear your voice. I can hear the baby voice saying it.
I'm just so glad that people understand me a little bit when it comes to that, because they're like, I'm not a thing. I'm like, oh, it's over.
You know? Oh, God.
Like, oh, whatever.
Sorry.
I learned that people be saying stuff different when I was in Indianapolis. When a storm hit, when Hurricane Katrina hit, me and my family moved to Indianapolis. And in New Orleans, when somebody tell a joke or if they funny, we'd be like, man, you stupid. And I used to say that, and they used to be like, I'm not stupid, Tank.
Oh.
It's over.
Yeah, it's over.
It's over.
That's the new shit. It's over.
It's over.
It's over.
It's over.
It's over. We've had enough.
Like, you don't feel my vibe on that thing. Like,
I'm not trying to hurt you.
At all.
You didn't get the tone. You didn't pick up on the tone. You didn't pick up on any of the context clues. Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
Like I'm because, smiling. I mean it. It's coming from the inside, huh?
Okay. That thing was you're so silly,
right?
Oh. Not stupid,
right?
They didn't say you so stupid. They say you're so silly,
right?
Mm. Yeah. Good experience in my life, though. Good experience. Yeah. Indianapolis helped me come out of my shell and know myself more, because though New Orleans is this city where it's like, oh, freedom, be yourself. That's not easy to be yourself in New Orleans high schools. They talk about you. They'll rib you. They got, you know, every classroom got their bullies. I hated bullies, for real, for real.
Still.
And still, I don't even understand how people honestly can go online and, like, underneath somebody's picture, just write, like, a real mean comment. Especially when they like to do it just because you got a blue check, as if you not, like, a regular person. They just, I'm like, wow, y'all really on one. So I don't like bullying. And even when I was a teacher, it's zero tolerance in my classroom for that, because I don't want nobody feeling small or weird or making them feel awkward. I don't even know why
you were a teacher. I forgot.
What did you teach? What did you teach?
Everything. Like everything.
What grades?
All grades.
Wow.
Because what happened was they, instead of getting substitute teachers, they would let artists come into classrooms and make their own lessons plans.
Oh, that's for the lovely. Kids.
So it was really special. And so that means I was with all grades. Now, what I like about the little kids have bursts of energy and they're not ashamed and they love you all day, but their attention span is really small. But with the older kids, they understand my lessons, but they're too cool for school.
Mm. They don't want to really jump in.
Yeah. And fifth graders are a lot. Fifth graders stay 27. So I don't really mess with the fifth graders, you dig?
Yeah. Listen, my son teaches middle school right now. And he is just like, Mom, he said, I don't mean no harm. He said, but middle school girls, they think that they know everything.
And they mean. I didn't know that girls were mean and boys were sweet and sensitive and wanted affection.
How about that?
And girls were mean. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
The boys, name is Tank. Love. Boy, get off me, you student child. Like, all right, all in her. And the girls be in class just mean. You know, like, I'm like, wow, I didn't know that boys got their heart broken and then they got mean. And girls got their heart broken and they got sweet. I didn't.
That also happens when there's a cute female teacher, though. So
they're like a little jealous.
I'm just saying, the boys coming here. Here she come, getting all the boys' attention.
Here she come
in
here.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I used to come with the fly clothes. You heard me?
That's what all that was.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I love your style. I love your hair. You do everything with your hair, with your look. No fear. You don't have no fear. That's what I love about it. It's just like, it's always on point. It's always pushing the envelope. Like, I love it. And it's like, I need to know who is responsible.
So pretty. It's so pretty.
I think my only fear is like, you know, like falling on stage. And even then, I'm going to have to play it off.
But you would have so it. Lovely. It's so funny.
I'm going to fall in a split.
Did you fall? Yeah. Oh. I had been working out a lot, and then I wore these badass shoes, and I had managed to stay in the shoes the whole show. And I was geeked about them shoes. And for some reason, on my way off the stage, my leg was like, bitch, no more.
No more.
And I down she tumbled.
Did they see?
Timber.
Did they see?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I fell. I felt pretty good. And then all I could do was lift my legs in the air to show my shoes.
That's right.
That's right.
That's who I got it from.
I love it.
I mean, you know.
I didn't exactly fall, but I did one of those wibble wobbles that was so bad I should have just fell.
Because you look drunk.
It was one of those? I should have just gone ahead and fell down.
No, if you didn't fall, you didn't fall.
Right.
So that's what I told about. That's what I told my mom about Beyonce. When Beyonce almost fell in the Super Bowl, my mama said, y'all, my mama just showed me like the expectations of artistry. I can't believe my mama said this. When Beyonce almost fell, my mama said, and I quote, what was that? Like, she's supposed to be perfect. I said, mother.
Mother.
I said, first of all, she didn't fall. Hmm. And second of all, that's a human up there, mother. My mama is hilarious. And she still was like,
I said what I said.
That's the expectation.
I know somebody saying that about her daughter somewhere.
But I will say that I used to run around stage a lot. But when I did see Jill perform, it let me know that I can stand still. Mm. And it's all good.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I needed to steady myself because I was running around so much. I heard a recording of myself and I just started crying because I was running around so much that nobody even heard my voice because I'm so busy trying to entertain you that you can't even hear the beauty of my own voice. I couldn't.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah,
I'm like, that's a beautiful.
Let me steady myself in this bitch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. You don't have to stay still.
Yeah, but I remember somebody saying that about Sade, about how Sade would come out on stage and literally stand in one space and people would lose their minds as if they was watching Michael Jackson do full-on choreo.
What?
And that it was like, you know, she could come out there and she would stand there and it was like she would just do a little boom with her hip, you know, just move her body.
I remember when she did that. Way.
And then people would just go, rah! And it would be like, and it was like a master class on, you know what, you bring people to you.
Nah.
Bring people in. And when you first start performing and you first coming up, you're not confident. And so you feel you have to win over the audience.
Mm.
Instead of standing your butt still, like you said, and grounding yourself in your gift.
Right.
And bringing people into your gift. You know what I'm saying? And I identify with that. And Jill is very good at this.
Mm-hmm. I ain't never seen Jill very shake good her ass. I ain't never seen you. I well, never I saw that, Jill but... Dougie, yo. I never saw her do it.
It's more of a slow twerk, but she's still.
Yeah, she'll give you that. She's going, you know, this up. This
oh, the
up.
Body roll all day.
She may play a little bit with the mic. She's going to play a little bit with the mic. But she's not about to. She's going to make you get a little microphone.
Listen, I'm smile. A writer, guys. I'll tell you a million times. I'm a writer first. And then the singing just happened. And I was like, okay, y'all like that? You like it? Okay. It is what it is. And I'm just so glad that people enjoy it. I'm like, oh, great. Let's do it again. And it is fun to me. Feels so good.
More real talk after the break. Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
I want to ask both you, you sang as a question. I want to know if you're aware, because you know y'all keep saying, since you blow up and you're so big, you got your life. And since I'm like, I don't think we're blowing up yet and whatever, whatever. Do y'all think that y'all are already legends?
I know these chicks gonna say.
I'm already, you know what it is. I don't think so, no.
But you know, people I want to argue. I'm gonna let them say, yeah. I'm gonna let them, you know, go with that.
Jill.
I like to think of it more of an OG.
OG works.
I think OG works for me. And then I would say also too, legendary becomes a thing that it always is so subjective. Mm-hmm. And that anybody could argue down for a number of different things. And for me, I'll say just for me and Fatine, because we haven't reached that level to which it becomes like household name type of thing. Or it's like, I tell my children this, it means something to who it means something to.
Oh, wow. There you go.
You know what I'm saying? And that to me has been the story of our career, is that we've come in contact with some people in which it means something to them.
You mean like, we've come like this?
Amen.
So like that? Oh. Amen. Okay, I thought Amen. That's what you were saying.
It was, we were alluding, we're going to allude to it.
I mean, okay? That's what a legend do.
But we've come to this point where it's like, yes, when you come in contact with somebody where it means something to them, then that's the magic. That's that moment where you understand, okay, you did something that connected with a person's actual life. And that's no one can take that from you. No one can extract that. Nobody can tell you you didn't sell enough records. Nobody can tell you you wasn't number one on the charts. Nobody can tell you nothing, because that part, that moment, that connection, is that's legendary.
Like,
that's
made a difference. Mama. Because my mama be like, why is it yelling in Walmart? Somebody well, be
you,
like, wait, why
you
is
always
yelling?
Get that question. I don't
my mama
said
the other day, I mean, Tank doing her thing with her little gigs. Little gigs?
Oh, I love
mother.
A little something. I love
that. I said,
happens.
Mom, don't ever say that to me again. This is my career, Mom.
It's my career.
She was like, "Oh, that's cute, baby. That's what I meant. That's what I meant, baby. That's your little career.
How's your little show going?
Your little career. Your little cute little career.
Oh my God, gig!
He's like, oh, you mean
we are done calling it a gig,
people?
All your little Grammy nominations and stuff.
Calling it a gig, okay? It's not a gig.
Honestly, okay. Here's my question as a non-twerker, in public. My question is, does that action actually translate to sex?
Like, can you do it when you're having
like, does
sex?
Does it translate in a good way to sex?
Yeah, doesn't it? Yeah.
I think I would like to ask somebody like that who's what we call in New Orleans a shaker.
Mm-hmm.
There's this girl in New Orleans that could really shake down. I mean, this girl will get on buildings with Frida. She will climb up the wall.
I've seen her.
She's a tootie. And she's really good at it. And I would love to know if she like brings that to her bedroom. Cause
why wouldn't you? I just assumed that
I'm just saying that since you all do these things, I'm just asking, does it translate?
Yes, because I have done it on the like.
I definitely think it's a muscle memory thing. It may not be as intense as
no,
the performance,
it's not as intense, right? But it's definitely
but
the
muscle memory, I think, is there.
But that the overall movement of the bounce.
The only thing. Yeah. That has helped me out in a bedroom is squats. Squats have made such a difference in my life that when I was training with my trainer, Mo Flippum in New Orleans, and
Mo
after these, all that's his name, Mo Flippum. And after I was training with him for a while, and when I was having a moment in my life of sexual behavior, I was like, I started laughing while I was doing it because I was like, oh, this is different. I can do things I couldn't do before.
Right, because of the squats.
And I just started laughing. I was just...
Come on, squats.
Go ahead, squats. So I'm going to give it to squats.
I swear, I think it's all about listening.
Oh, God,
yes. I swear, it's like listening to what your body's saying and what that thing's saying. And I swear it's about listening.
Because the dick wasn't to Jill, because you see...
I'm sorry, that's what I think. I don't know.
He'd be like, to the left, Jill, to the left.
Like, there you go. Are you like that? There it is.
Now I want to talk about these things. Do we like for a man to talk to us? Do you like a man talking to you? Do you like a man moaning?
It depends on what's being said. The moan, yes, but the words.
Call me daddy. Of course, we're not saying, to call me daddy. But How good it feels. Let me know how good it feels.
But sometimes I'm a giggler, so if it makes me laugh,
not during the door, though.
Don't during make me laugh.
You be giggling during the door.
That's enchanting.
If something is said that is funny, then I might laugh.
What's funny?
That thing, Tate, the thing about Asia's sex stories, she can only give us a little bit because we know him.
It's time. Hold up. But that's not the only person that she has.
She don't remember nobody else. Are you
fucking kidding me?
It's been
time. I don't remember.
I don't remember.
Damn, baby. Niggas had a dick, got glasses on him. Just blind.
Just sunglasses, girl, with the mirrors on the front.
This is what happens when
best man
when you start talking about sex and penis.
I know we get excited.
Yes,
we do. I know. We do get excited about that.
Tay said, "What are we talking about? Because I can talk about this."
I want to know. I want to know what y'all have to say because I am, I'm very interested.
Well, I mean, I will have to co-sign what Jill said. There is a little bit of a conversation that is happening between two bodies.
That's true.
And if you listen closely,
hallelujah.
If you stay in tune with the conversation,
that's true.
All will come out of the experience.
It's very true.
Feeling extraordinary,
and it may not be a pretty move that you make. It may not be a gentle move that you make, but if you're listening, the body will tell you what to do. God darn it. Hallelujah.
Look at her eyes. She looking off into the distance.
Now she looking into the atmosphere.
She is looking off into the
atmosphere.
Been away for the weekend.
I've been away for the weekend. I'm very excited.
A nigga just sitting here thinking, have I listened to the biological sounds of the body?
You have. Because let me tell you something.
Listen to what your vagina says.
The fruits of that labor is sometimes a very cryy orgasm.
That's a good day.
Sometimes the fruits of that labor.
That's what
we're
talking about.
You know what I'm saying?
Are you super specific about what you want? Or are you quiet and let him do his thing?
Depends. Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
This has now turned into another episode of J.L. This is a separate episode, thanks to Tank.
I'm here for the communication.
Me too. I'm here for it, though. Let's go.
No, that's what I'm here for, like, when it comes to sex. Like, I need to... So, what'd you say? Well, if you said that, then I'm going to say this. And now we saying stuff together.
I think I need some more things to say, Jill. Together. Maybe you could teach a class. Because I find that I get lost.
Oh, my God. Jill should do a notepad and things to say during sex.
Yeah, y'all should. Because I get lost in saying the same three rotating things. I can't. Come on, y'all. I can't embarrass him. I say some of the same things. How good it is. Yes, this shit feels all of that. Amazing. Like this thing, like this is us, right? Nothing else.
What's some things that he should not say during sex? What will completely turn you off?
Anything with daddy in it.
Y'all daddies was there. That's why they turned you off so much. Your daddy had to be there.
Oh shit. I did not know that was a thing. Oh shit.
I can't take it. I hate it.
If your dad was there, you may not be all about saying daddy. But I've let that slip before. And that's also because my dad died before I could even call him dad. Number one. And number two, because he's kind of taking care of me right now. He's taking care of me.
That's taking care, right? It's this hand right here that
But before that moment, I was like, "What type of sick perverted shit is that?" You know, but once it slip off your tongue, now you know why.
Well, maybe I just haven't had that one right moment in which it has. Hey,
look at Jill remembering her daddy moment. Go ahead, Jill. I see you in your daddy moment.
Jill let it slip once.
I probably did let it slip, but it's not a habit for me. I talk a lot of shit. I believe you can make a man orgasm. In fact, I know it's true by what you say. I don't.
Jill, just give me one line. Just give her the word. Come on, just give us one. Come on.
I can't do that. The words that will go in the sentence. It's offline. I'll tell you.
Y'all have to tell me that one thing that a man say in bed, complete turn off.
I had a dude giggle once and I was like, I'm done.
You couldn't be with Asia.
I didn't appreciate that. I was like, no. I didn't like that. Don't you stare.
He's a giggler.
Yeah, we in here. I can't think
of the exact thing. I think it was like maybe something that was corny.
It was corny
and I was like,
I don't really like my thing beat. I like to feel it. You can do it, but I'd rather you not tell me you about to beat this shit. Like, how bad you about to beat it up? I feel you.
Fatina and I have this joke about violent words and about how men always use words that are synonymous with violence when they're talking about what they finna do and how they finna do it. Like, we had this whole conversation, and ever since then, it is like a thing we laugh about. So yeah, it's absent from intimacy. When people put it that way.
I love that. I don't like if someone says something regarding children while we're doing that.
What you mean? What is something?
Like, let me get you pregnant.
Something like that. Something like that. Yeah, like, because when I think of that, that instantly makes me think about responsibility.
Yeah. You right though.
Like, after this moment over, like, what? Respond a kid, pampers, life, just for a little bit of fun. Now I'm stuck with your kid.
I can recall one moment that I really did enjoy. I said that I couldn't take it. I was like, I can't take it.
All right, we do that.
Yeah, and his response was,
could you not take it because it was so good?
It was touching places that I didn't know existed. Like, you know, that the blackout, like, you consistently blackout, like, you come back and then blackout again.
You ever went deaf?
I didn't go blind.
Well,
oh Lord, this thing we want to put my titty on the table. Yes,
this lady didn't come
put my titty right here.
Like, I can't
right
see.
Right on the table.
Jeez. I can't see. Yes, I can't see. I feel you on the
me kid. And Laia are like, y'all wild.
Yeah, the deaf thing, that's another level.
I don't know about
level.
No KC, but I always love
Tank Man. Girl.
The deaf, though.
I don't remember deaf.
Yo. Tank, I still want to ask you a question, but I don't want to ask you to work, but I'm a whole fan, so I'm going to just ask you, and I would never ask you to sing or anything like that, because that would just be rude. But because you did not come to...
It is a setup.
And I know Jill hate this, but I don't care, because I'm a fan. I'm going to do what I'm going to do, because I'm a fan. Because you did not come to my city.
Which city was
on
that?
On your book, whichever one I'm in. Where's my... Philly, LA, whatever.
She came to Philly.
I mean, I wasn't there at the time. DC.
Oh, I came to Philly and I came to the DMV area.
Yeah, LA is my town. LA, that's where I live.
I don't know about it. You gotta catch a plane to get there.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I was curious about a certain poem in this book, any poems in this book that really pull to your heart or may pull to your heart today where you might want to read us something. I'm just asking,
it's
I don't know.
It's so long. The one I like is like, it's too long. But I can do Survival Guy.
Do whatever, yes, please, whatever you feel like in your heart. Okay. Please.
Okay, I'm gonna do Sun and Moon Folk. That one is sweet, okay. I used to call you sun and I your moon. We gave each other such important names so early in the day. Maybe I can see why you turned eclipse. I never thought that the names would become bigger than the sky that carried them. I guess you didn't want the responsibility of brightening my day in that way. I didn't know you never wanted to gleam like that. But you should know, I didn't call you son with the intent for such a responsibility. I called you son because when I saw you, I shined.
Mm. I love it.
This is a very horny episode of What's on Your Heart. I'm kind of squiggling around in the chair now.
Y'all already know after I get off the phone with y'all, do a little writing session, you know, may call somebody up, may it's raining, you know.
We won't discuss on vacation.
Well, Tank, you have to fill me in on some things, my friend.
I thought I did last time I was on the phone with you, but you know, you had your baby on the speakerphone. I told you some kind of
You did, but I didn't know, you know, I didn't know the transactions.
Yes, you told me something very important, and I don't mind repeating it to nobody. She told me, make sure you get an HIV test.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
To make sure that if you get involved with anybody in any way, that you're just protected and you know your status, they know their status. And I do think that's very important.
Hey,
we're so black, we're so strong, and we're so immune. Yeah. But we are not. That slavery mentality of us believing we're stronger than everybody else is a freaking myth. We got the same. We open everything just like everybody else. So I respected their advice, and I already even had it in my mind before anything ever happened.
That's good.
Yeah, that's my
I hope
plan.
He got that COVID test on his way out, too. You might as well get it.
They got that one you get at Walgreens, too.
Test up. Listen, I love y'all, but I'm hungry in my soul on different levels.
Yeah, I understand.
Me too.
I was away for the weekend. I did get a chance to see Usher perform in Vegas, and that was quite the arousal.
I bet.
He still looked like a baby.
He does.
He looks good. He still looks. He looks good.
Yeah. I like it. I like this. He's got a little man weight. He's got a little on him now. I like that.
He got
that.
A little belly.
Okay. I like when you put a little man weight on you when you was real skinny. I like that. I like that.
You can tell. It's some man weight on there now. That's real nice.
As long as he ain't losing inches.
Bless him.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go and be such a good kisser. I'll talk to you later. Thank you, everybody, for listening to J.Ill, the podcast. It is always a pleasure. Thank you, Tay.
I love you. I love y'all. I'm so happy I talked to y'all today.
Honorable as fuck. Get it.
Yeah. Hi, if you have comments on something we said in this episode, call 866-HEY-JILL. If you want to add to this conversation, that's 866-439-5455. Don't forget to tell us your name and the episode you're referring to. You might just hear your message on a future episode.
Thank you for listening to Jill Scott Presents J.Ill, the podcast. This podcast is hosted by Jill Scott, Laya St. Clair, and Aja Graydon Dantzler. Its executive producers are Jill Scott, Sean G, and Brian Calhoun. It's produced by Laya St. Clair and me, Eve Jeffcoat. The editing and sound design for this episode were done by Christina Loringer.
J.Ill is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.